Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Come on, son.
Raphael on the track.
Come on, son. Come on, son. Come on, son. Come on, son.
What up, y'all? This is Ed Lover. This is Come On, Son, the podcast. How's everybody doing? I hope your week was good. I'm calling this podcast today the Unpopular Opinion Podcast because there's something I want to speak on. And I just think, y'all, and I want everybody to understand me clearly with this podcast, that you could be like me. You could be a person that has unpopular opinions, right? And sometimes, and a lot of times, especially in this day and age that we live in now, where things that you do can go viral in a millisecond, we're afraid to express our unpopular opinions. Sometimes you're afraid to express them because you're afraid of being canceled, right, by a certain group. Like, say, you're pro-Palestinian. You're afraid that the Jewish community is going to cancel you. Say you're just pro-heterosexual, then you're afraid that the LGBTQ community is going to cancel you. So it's tough to be a person with an unpopular opinion, right? Do y'all remember when Kyrie Irving came out with his opinions on certain things and he lost his Nike contract? He got fined by the NBA. There's a lot of different things that was going on. And there are a lot of people out there that feel like professional athletes should just stay out of politics, stay out of race relations, and just do what they do. In other words, shut up and play. I'm not one of those people that believe that. I believe everybody has a right to their opinion, whether or not I agree with it, even the Klan. Like, I think that they have a right to their opinion, even if I don't agree with it. When you get to the point where you're trying to hurt other people, where you're trying to hold other people back, when we're talking systematic oppression because of someone's religion or someone's race, that's when I have a problem with it. But there are a lot of unpopular opinions out there that people just don't want to talk about. And especially my people, Negroes, African-Americans, Blacks, whatever you want to call us. When you get into a circle of Black people, there are unpopular opinions that Black people don't like to talk about. One of these unpopular opinions is that I don't feel like I need to blindly support Black business. I hear it all the time. Support Black business, support Black business, support Black business. I don't feel like I need to blindly support Black business because I don't blindly support white businesses. As a man that has done business with probably every culture and every color on this damn planet, I can tell you right now that doing business with Black people is way worse than doing business with any other culture. Any other culture is going to be straight up with you. Like, 9 times out of 10, they'll send you the paperwork. You could go through the paperwork with your attorney, Fix what you want to fix. Sometimes you come to a stalemate. Sometimes you don't. But a lot of times when you're dealing with black people, it ain't even like that. First of all, a lot of times when I'm dealing with black people, they don't even have their business together at all. And when you want to talk about going into like a store or a restaurant or a lounge, upcharging is at an all-time high. And this is what I would like to say to my brothers and sisters out there. If you don't have the real resources to open and sustain a business and be competitive in that business that you're in, don't open your doors. I'm sorry. Figure out something else to do. And I know that's an unpopular opinion. And a lot of people are like, man, damn, Ed, how can you say that? Like, I want you to be entrepreneurs, but I want you to be honest with yourself. When you're opening up a business, you have to be able to sustain that business. You can't think when you have a brick and mortar store, is a boutique, a sneaker store, a restaurant, a lounge, you're going to get rich off the first year that you're open. You can't even possibly think that way because that's a bad business model to have. A lot of us don't have any advertising money. We don't put no money to the side for advertising. The customers are not even treated correctly when they come in. You talk to us crazy, and then you wonder why we don't want to come back in there. And then you say, well, you go spend your money with this person. You go spend your money with the right people, and they treat me right. Anybody can tell you that can afford to go to a 4 or 5-star restaurant, we get treated correctly. Know what? We get silverware. We come eat at your spot. You give me a paper plate and a spork. A spork. No tablecloths on your tables. Plastic-ass chairs. And then you talk to us crazy. I know it's an unpopular opinion. You don't hire the right people. You got your cousins and them in there working. And they don't go through customer service. Anybody in this country, and this is not an unpopular opinion, this is a popular opinion. Anybody in this country will tell you the way fast food restaurants are supposed to work is the way Chick-fil-A works. Chick-fil-A customer service is impeccable. A lot of black people that have restaurants, your customer service sucks fucking ass. And then you upcharging people. Because you got to make your rent. That goes back to me saying your business model wasn't straight from the beginning. You charging some people $40, $50 for lamb chop lollipops. Lollipops. Y'all know what a lamb chop lollipop is compared to a real lamb chop. Fuck out of here. I am not going to blindly support a black business unless the black business is together. And in the way you speak to us when we even come into the establishment. That's part of your customer service. Sit down. Nobody comes around to see if anybody's taking care of you. Go into any one of these restaurants. Any one of these 5-star restaurants. Somebody's going to come by. Hey, are you guys okay? Are you enjoying yourself? Do you need anything? There is a maitre d' that walks around the restaurants checking on people. Even if you go somewhere like Houston's. And that's not even a 5-star restaurant. You could be sitting there for hours and nobody brings you water. You got your maitre d' or you got your greeter and your waitresses laughing and on the phone and talking. They cooking food with long hair and no hair nets. I'm telling you. Same thing. I'm a grown ass man, y'all. Grown ass man, I try my best, okay, to support black businesses, but I'm not going to blindly do it anymore. Even when I go into, say, a clothing store, I'm grown. You have seen my picture. it is obvious that I am not a child. It's obvious. You can see the gray hair on my face. It's obvious. Any high-end boutique store that I walk into is, good afternoon, sir. How are you? Welcome to the store, or whatever the name of the shop is. I don't even have to go out and name them. I'm talking about independently owned and operated boutiques that I've been in. Same thing, black boutique. What's up, dude? What up, my G? Who the fuck do you think you're talking to? I'm not one of your little friends. Remember your parents used to say that to you? I'm not one of your little friends. Look at me. I'm a grown-ass man. I'm not one of your little friends. It's supposed to be, good afternoon, sir. How are you? And you're so busy trying to be the cool store that you don't understand that maybe some grown people are coming in here. And even in, listen, I remember one time I was in Foot Locker. It was back to school time. I'm in Foot Locker. I'm not going to tell y'all what city I was in, but it was not New York, okay? I was in Foot Locker. Had my grandson with me, trying to buy him some sneakers so he can go back to school, right? And we walk in the store. He's about six. And I turn around and I notice that there are other parents in there and grandparents with small kids. And I heard the most vile and disgusting music coming out of this speaker system. And this is a Foot Locker. And I immediately went and I said, I asked one, I'm like, who chooses the music in your store? Because they trying to be cool. Oh, we do. I said, let me speak to your manager. Call me old, call me whatever the fuck you want to call me. Right is right and wrong is wrong. There are people in this store. This is not a store. This is not just teenagers. It's not a teenage store. It's not a young adult boutique I walked into. It's Foot Locker. People come in here. They're bringing their kids in here. They don't need to hear that shit. Their 5-year-old, 6-year-old don't need to hear all that cursing. That's for y'all playing in the back when you stock the shelves if you want to. Yes, sir, I understand. So I'll write a letter or email to your corporate office and write this store number down and tell them that this is what y'all playing in their store while families are in here shopping. The fuck? You know, I have friends that have restaurants here in the Atlanta area that don't allow, you gotta be dressed a certain way. I've seen them turn women away, and there's a very popular spot called Breakfast at Barney's. They have turned young ladies away for not being properly dressed. They do not allow twerking and all that shit in their restaurant. They don't even play the music that would make you want to twerk. You're not going to be jumping up because it's your birthday, holding on to the back of a chair, popping your ass when somebody's sitting there with their kid trying to enjoy a brunch. It's doing too much. I'm not going to blindly support black businesses. I'm not going to blindly support black people no more. Unpopular opinion. The leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement fucked up. Fucked up. You know what they did? They did what a lot of organizations do. They got together, they grew, and they got greedy. And they started taking the money and doing shit for themselves instead of doing shit for the movement. See, money gets involved, a lot of shit gets fucked up. I know we don't want to hear it because I know that they did good. But sometimes when you do a lot of good, when you do a lot of fucked up shit, it overshadows the good. We'll get to that a little bit later on. But the Black Lives Matter movement hierarchy fucked up. They did. Taking the donated money that all of us donated and buying mansions and cars and shit like that. A lot of times people donate money because they believe in something and they'll donate money that they don't even really have. Like a lot of people don't have a ton of money. We don't have Blue Ivy money. We don't have Jay-Z, Beyonce money. We don't have it. Some people can donate $1 million, $2 million, $100,000, $500,000 and don't feel it. Sometimes you donate when you got an extra $100 and then you realize later on, damn, I could have used that extra $100 to pay a bill that I didn't see coming. But this is about the movement. And then you find out that they done fucked your money up on some personal shit. It's an unpopular opinion, but I'm going to say it anyway. The hierarchy of the Black Lives Matter movement fucked up. They got greedy. It happens. People get greedy. When there's a lot of money involved, people get greedy. It's an unpopular opinion a lot of people don't want to hear. I wrote a lot of it down so I wouldn't forget it. Here's another unpopular opinion. Former President Barack Obama should have and could have done more for black people. You know, a lot of people don't want to hear that. I understand. I love him too. I love him too, but he's not beyond reproach. He's not. At one point, he had it on lock. Do you understand what he was up against as the president of the United States? Because I totally do, especially as the first black family in the White House. He faced racism straight off the bat. He won. That was incredible. I have a tattoo on my arm of the presidential seal of the United States with the date Barack Obama won. And on the top of it, it said, yes, we did. We did that shit. But once he got in and you had a majority Democratic Senate and a majority Democratic Congress, you should have pushed your shit the same way that everybody else pushed their agendas for your people, for your constituency, for your liberal people in this country. You should have got everything done that you wanted to do. Obamacare, health care, all of that shit. Because you had it. You had it. But you tried to reach across the aisle and be cool with a bunch of fucking ass Republicans that first don't like you because you're a Democrat. That's A. And probably A and 1A is that you black. And then by the time the next term came around for people to vote in senators and congressmen, the balance wasn't there. You didn't have the majority that you had before, especially during your second term. It's an unpopular opinion. We should have had our reparations under Barack Obama. See, people don't like to talk about the money that we spend helping out other people, but they know that we have been oppressed and dealt with systemic racism our whole entire lives and our forefathers' lives and our grandfathers' and grandmothers' lives. We've dealt with this from slavery on till now, to 2024. We're still talking about the same shit. So we should have got our reparations when we had a black president in office. Why is it that everybody that gets misplaced or gets something happens to them in this country, whether it's from World War One, Two, or whatever, the country always finds billions of dollars to take care of them. But the one race in this country, the one race that you stepped hardest on their necks, that you had laws forbidding black people to do what they wanted to do, to vote, and for every fucking thing else, figuring out ways that you can lock them up just so you can get free labor. Those are the people that you cannot find the money to say, I'm sorry, here's the bag. Now, if you fuck the bag up, that's on you. But here's the bag. And we had a black president that controlled the House and the Senate and said, I'm the president for everybody. No, you're not. No, you're not. Because Reagan wasn't the president for everybody. George Bush Sr. wasn't the president for everybody. The next Bush wasn't the pop president for everybody. They were the president for the fucking corporations and for rich white people. And you had an opportunity to be the president for black people and you let it slide right out the window. And you know why you did it? Because you wanted a second term. And you knew that it wasn't enough black people in this country to just by ourselves get you a second term. So you played the game. And we didn't get shit out of it. It's an unpopular opinion. A lot of people ain't going to sit there and say that shit. They'll never hear Oprah Winfrey say that shit. And she knows it's the fucking truth. She knows. She knows. Here's another unpopular opinion. That we don't need DEI. We don't need diversity, equality, and inclusion. Whenever you want to oppress people, you use people as an example, but it's not the norm. The difference between the amount of money that the normal white household makes compared to the black household is still a huge gap between that. But they will point at, oh, well, look at Jay-Z. Oh, look at Beyonce. Or anybody can do it. No, no, that's fucking bullshit. Look at Oprah. Look at Gail. Look at this person. Look at that. Oh, they can do it. You can do it too. Bullshit. Bull fucking shit. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It's not true. It's not, we need diversity, equality, and inclusion. Because without that, a lot of them jobs, you ain't going to see them no more. A lot of times that you like to say, damn, I felt better because I got pulled over and it was a black cop or it's a black fireman. All of them jobs is going to be gone. All of them fucking jobs. Because that's what it did. Or the higher education and all of that that we're getting. Look at this young lady. She's 19, black, 19-year-old nuclear physicist that graduated from MIT and Harvard because they had to have a certain amount in there. That shit going to go out the window. Duke University just got rid of all the scholarships that they had that was specifically for black people. They act like we're on an even playing field now. We're still not on an even playing field. We're not. At all. It's an unpopular fucking opinion. We need this shit. If you can't see the writing on the wall, and then I just had some friends, and I got friends that moved to Florida. I was like, why the fuck would you move to Florida with Governor DeSantis? Unpopular opinion. People don't want to say it because, you know, some people, they just so tied up and their finances and living comfortably and having a $90 million house, which makes them think for some reason that they're better than you, that they're not going to fight for what Dr. King and Marcus Garvey and Malcolm X and they, you know, all of our greats, all of them, were willing to put all of that shit to the side for you to have some rights. And now that you're at a certain level where you can actually speak out and help out, you start thinking about your money and they're going to take my money away from me. They're going to take my money away from me. Black billionaires matter if the black billionaires are helping us out. The black billionaires don't matter if they just flaunting their wealth in front of our face and not doing anything to help us out as a people. See, we can't blindly support people that's not fucking supporting us. Dig what I'm saying with this, y'all. People don't want to talk about this. People, this is unpopular opinions. This is some stuff that I'm bringing to y'all that probably only be talked about in the beauty salon and the barbershop. And if you say it in front of certain people, oh my God, you're going to be arguing forever. Forever. I'm not saying that they didn't do a good job. I'm just saying it could have been better. How come everybody else gets their shit but us? How come a few people that were able to make it with the help of their white counterparts are the ones that are paraded in front of our faces as if it's the norm? It's not the norm. Not at all. Not at all. Here's another unpopular opinion, especially amongst the young people, and I don't understand how they don't see this. Kanye West is an egomaniac. I don't understand how y'all don't see that. The guy went from a young dude that just wanted to be on. He just wanted to be on. His growth musically is fucking amazing. Really great at crafting music from other people's music. I, for one, have more respect for the people that actually created the music out of nothing. I have the respect for the Isaac Hayeses of the world, the Smokey Robinsons of the world, the Quincy Joneses of the world, the guitar players, the drummers, you know, the Bootsy Collinses and the cats that sat down and played some shit. Those are the ones I have respect for. But I do have a certain level of respect for creative sampling. Like, I'm talking about the way NWA did it. I'm talking about the way Public Enemy did it extremely well. The Bomb Squad, extremely well. Just a snippet of this, a snippet of that. And bringing something back and making it popular, I got a certain amount of respect for that, but I know it's an unpopular opinion. I don't lose my mind because you was able to fucking loop a Kool & the Gang record. You know what I mean? And have your guy rap over. It's a great record. Don't mean I don't like the record. I'm just saying you poking your chest out as a super producer and you didn't create shit. So Kanye West is extremely talented at crafting good music and good songs, but a lot of times it's taken from other people's shit. And he has become a kid that I've watched grow as an artist and make good music to this unhinged egomaniac that really has to have his mouth in everything. And even things that don't concern him. And even to the point where it's a blurred line for me as I look at my Yeezys over here on the floor. It's a blurred line for me because where you at right now? Like, where you really at for the people? Or is it just for you? Where you at? Now, certain things that he talk about, I could get with. Certain things about being a dad and the rights of a father, I get that, Kanye, because a lot of us have been through divorces and we've had kids and we've watched somebody else get complete control of our kids, yet we had to keep paying for them. Yeah, I get that part. But some of the shit that just, a lot of it is just egomaniac shit. And it's tiring. It's really tiring. So that's an unpopular opinion. And that's what this podcast is called, the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. And I'm going to take a short break. And when I come back, I'm going to continue with some more unpopular opinions. Matter of fact, Cam, give me a little controversy by Prince while we go and pay some bills. It's Come On, Son, the podcast.
son.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all heroes. Coca-Cola and Marvel are teaming up to release limited edition Coca-Cola products featuring your favorite Marvel characters. Collect them all to assemble your own Marvel Universe. And be sure to scan your Coca-Cola for a chance to win superpowered prizes and unlock powerful AR experiences. But act fast, fans. These collectibles won't last long. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the U.S. and D.C. who are 13 and up. Ends on June 30th, 2024. Visit Coke.com/Marvel24 for official rules.
You'll know the real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to the thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust the feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You could talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. This portion of Come On, Son, the podcast is being brought to you by Walmart. There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine and your daily lifestyle. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for or create demand for another Black-led brand. So go to walmart.com. Black and Unlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine. Here are some of them. Natural Vert Granola, Scotch Porter Beard Balm, and The Dew Hair Care. So make sure that when you go to Walmart that you check out these products or go to walmart.com, Black and Unlimited, to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine. Brought to you by Walmart.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on, son. Back with more Come On, Son, the podcast, the unpopular opinion podcast. A lot of people are afraid to talk about unpopular opinions. I'm not. I'm going to give you another unpopular opinion. An unpopular opinion is that hip-hop is dead. It's dead. It's dead. And this is not a jab or a stab at young people that's rapping. I didn't say rap was dead. I said hip-hop is dead. Unpopular opinion, OGs, let them have their shit. Stop speaking on it. Stop downing it. We know it's trash. We know it's trash. And it's okay to get around other OGs and say that this shit is trash. It's okay. But when asked publicly about it, just say, it ain't for me. Because everything ain't for you. It ain't. It ain't for you. In the 90s, when we had one of the most creative times in the history of music, from Guy and Teddy Riley and L.A. and Babyface and Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and Rico Wade, rest in peace, and Tribe and Jungle and De La and Public Enemy in the 80s going into the 90s, when all of that stuff was going on, N.W.A. and Ice Cube and all of this stuff was going on, Pac, Big, right? Y'all, you get the picture I'm painting. I'm not trying to leave anybody out. You go back and listen to a Michelle album that was produced by Dr. Dre. When you get my drift on the music that was being made, right? From the 80s, 90s, 70s, all of this great creative music that was being made is being created. When hip hop came along in the mid to late 70s, the importance of the four elements were there. MC, DJ, B-boy, graffiti artist. That's not what we're looking at right now. And in the 90s, we still respected it. It was still respected as hip hop because the people that was creating that music and doing that music still respected it. They still respected the DJ. They still respected the graffiti artist. They still respected the B-boy as well as the MC. Hip-hop is fucking dead because there's only one element being respected. And that's not hip-hop. That's rap. And there's nothing wrong with rap. But rap ain't hip-hop. It's just not. As an OG, and I'm not a founding father by any means at all. I was a kid that was loving this shit, that was watching it from the outside and somehow found my way in it. Lucky and blessed to have been a part of hip hop for as long as I was and still am. But what we're watching is rap music. It's not fucking hip hop. It's not. They don't. Shit, A Boogie with the Hoodie got my man DJ Omanaya on the road with him. It's like only a few of these dudes who you even know who their DJ is. They don't even fucking have a DJ. They don't give a fuck about a DJ until they go on the road. You understand what I'm saying? It's rap. And it's fine. It's fine. The rapper became way more important than anything else. And that's fine. You knew that Ali Shaheed Muhammad was the DJ and producer in A Tribe Called Quest. You knew Maceo for De La Soul. You knew Terminator X, Public Enemy. You knew DJ Scratch, EPMD. You knew Eric B and Rakim. You knew Jazzy Jeff. All you knew the late great Mr. C, Big Daddy Kane. You knew Marley Marl, DJ and producer, Marley Scratch by MC Shan. You knew who these people were. Who was Nelly's DJ? I'll wait. even as far back as Biggie. You ain't know who the fuck Biggie's DJ was. You ain't know who Pac's DJ was. You ain't know who Nas's DJ was. You didn't know who Jay-Z's DJ was. Slowly but surely, it started moving away from hip-hop to becoming just rap. Now, I'm not saying that Nelly and them weren't hip-hop, because they were, because of the complexities that they put into their rapping. The metaphors that Jay-Z was able to put into his rapping. Cam'ron, the Lox. These dudes are still hip-hop because of that. They didn't simplify this shit. And I'm not saying that hip-hop doesn't exist. Oh, there's still hip-hop MCs out there. But as a whole, shit. When Nas said hip-hop was dead, people lost their mind. What is he talking about? That's what he was talking about. Hip-hop. As we know it. Right? And even really, you can even go back to like saying like, at a point, you know who Grandmaster Flash was, right? But then when the Sugar Hill Gang came out, they were a rap group. They weren't hip-hop. They were not hip-hop. These niggas wore suits and turtlenecks. Come on, son. You saw Wanda Mike with the fucking blazer on. Because you can rap don't make you hip-hop. The elements of it was missing. And it continued on as the rapper became more important. And then you saw seeing that these guys that were DJs started moving into production. Pete Rock and CL Smooth, producer slash rapper slash DJ. That's the reason why they started doing it, because they started getting lost in the sauce as being somebody's DJ, being a part of it. Kool Chip and Chuck Chill Out. Big up to my man Chuck Chill Out. As it progressed, but people don't want you to tell them that hip hop is dead. It's an unpopular opinion. It is. Because what we got now is just rap. It's just rap. And a lot of them really ain't that good. But it's young people music. It's for them. It ain't. I know it ain't for me. Because I can't get into it. Because honestly, dudes ain't that good. You're not. You see they're afraid to take a challenge. Oh, I felt like it's the lamest shit that I did. I understand your spirituality and all of that, J. Cole, but that shit was lame as fuck. It's not hip-hop. The challenge come, you accept the challenge. Because steel sharpens steel. Do you know how many undercover beefs there were in hip-hop that all of y'all, and a lot of them never came to the forefront? You have no idea about them. Like a lot of these record reps and guys that used to work at these record companies when they actually had reps can tell you about. People shooting little shots at each other but not saying names, and then all of a sudden the names came out. You could tell that this shit is not hip-hop because nobody is saying lyrically, I'm better than you. You know what they talk about? I got a plane. I paid $50 million for this. So, I could show you some white businessmen that don't rap whose house is bigger than yours. So, what does that got to do with your skill level? What does that got to do with you trash? Unpopular opinion. Chris Brown's handed Quavo his ass. Unpopular opinion. K-Dot needs to respond. Unpopular opinion. The shit Drake did with the Tupac and Snoop voice is supposed to be AI. That shit was trash. Fucking trash. That just shows you that that ain't hip hop. Because you did a diss record and now you got to rely on AI to try to bring Snoop and Tupac, who probably wouldn't even fuck with your ass? Wow. And Tupac's estate got to come to you with a cease and desist on that fucking trash? See? All you can do is go back to, like, the classic shit talking, battle rapping, people laying out facts against each other. So I left Ice Cube. Y'all got mad when I got my own company. But I'm a man, and ain't nobody fucking me. Jay-Z and Nas, that's one hot record every 5 year average. Not so lame. Your records ain't hot. You ain't shit. Dipset and Cam'ron versus Jay-Z. Look at how many of Biggie and everybody else's rhymes this nigga is biting. You can't write your own shit? That's battling. I'm better than you. I'm nicer than you. Now we got to the, I got more money. Look how much money I got. Look at all my jewelry. Look at me. Look at me. Because you can't fucking, you can't say that you better. And sales ain't got nothing to do with it. That's why hip hop is dead. And that's an unpopular opinion. Hip hop is fucking dead. Unpopular opinion. We need to dead this no Diddy phrase. I know it's popular. I know it's popular, but he ain't the only one. And we quick to jump off the porch and fuck with our own, but ain't nobody saying no Weinstein. I want to hear, if it's going to go down, let it go down. No R. Kelly, yo. No Weinstein, no Epstein, no Cosby. Everybody should be able to get the shot. If you're going to shoot it, shoot everybody. But now it's no Diddy. He's the only one being pointed out. And like somebody else said, and I heard this and I agree, where's his friends? Play Diddy's verse off Victory for me, Cam.
Yo, the sun don't shine forever, but as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Better now than never, business before pleasure. P. Diddy and the fam, who you know do it better. Yeah, right, no matter what, be airtight. So when you hear something, make sure you hear it right. Don't make an ass out of yourself by assuming our music keeps you moving. What are you chewing? You know that I'm two levels above you, baby. Hug me, baby, I'ma make you love me, baby. Talking crazy ain't gonna get you nothing but choke. And that jealousy is only gonna leave you broke. So the only thing left now is God for these cats. And babe, you know you're too hard for these cats. I'ma win cause I'm too smart for these cats. While they making up facts,
Sun don't shine forever. Sun don't shine forever. Now, Cam, I need more money, more problems. The chorus, as sung by Kelly Price. Thank you, fam. I don't know what they want from me. It's like the more money we come across, more problems we see. Yeah. Ain't nobody talking about everybody else. They got one of them cases. And by no means am I trying to diminish anything that Diddy might have done. I will never at a freak off party. I don't know. But all I'm saying is, why are we running with this no Diddy shit? Just him. Why we ain't running with no Jonathan Majors? Why we ain't running with what's your man name that won Academy Award? Cuba Gooding Jr. No Cuba. Diddy. And I heard somebody say, man, that's fucked up that we can't allow another black billionaire to get drugged down. I don't know if I agree with that or not. I agree with it in the essence of is it good for us as a look? But like I said before, if you ain't doing shit for the community, but flossing in our face, if we're not a better community overall because of you, I mean, I agree with it in the essence of it. But I also think super wealthy black people have an obligation to help to the best of their ability. I'm not saying stand on the corner and hand us all money. To put other black people in a position to win. That's my point. Not to take advantage of them. All right? Unpopular opinion. Black people are sometimes our own worst enemy. Unpopular opinion. Unpopular opinion. A lot of women that's on social media are asking too much. I don't understand how you have stipulations, you have requirements, right, that you want from a man. Have you heard the 4'6"s? 6 feet, six pack, six figures, more than 6 inches of dick. That's their requirement. Where are you going to take me? What restaurant I'm going to eat at? What I don't do and what I expect from you? Expectations. But when we are having expectation, oh, you too fat, shorty. No, you ain't got enough money to fuck with me. Oh, my God. What do you mean when I'm bringing to the table? Look at me. I'm a bad bitch. Russell Simmons once told me, find me the finest woman in the world and I'll show you a dude that's tired of fucking her. Beauty, it fades. You get past that quick. Ask any married couple. Any married couple that's still together is because they're together because they love the shit out of each other. They love each other's personality. They love being with each other. They're happy together. They grow together. It ain't just because one is a bad bitch or one got a six pack, or one got a big dick, or one got money. The unpopular opinion is you're asking for too fucking much. Do not ask for what you are not willing to give. How you going to ask something from a man? How you going to ask a man to take you to eat someplace you can't even afford to eat? Unpopular fucking opinion. I tell six-figure high-value black men, stop it. Fuck them. Unpopular opinion. If they got expectations, you should have expectations. If you can't, if I'm too short for you, but you just want to fuck with me because I got bread, fuck you. Or treat them like you don't need them. My man, one of my favorites, man, Cameron. I love Cameron. I love Cam and Mace. It is what it is. I'm so proud of them dudes. So proud of them. What Cam said, I'm not fucking with fat ashes and eyelashes no more. 18 million followers, $18 million, or stay the fuck out my face. Because I'm not blowing nobody else up again. I'm not blowing you up so you could. I'm not going to make you great for the next nigga. Not doing that. So unpopular opinion right there, y'all. Unpopular opinion. And I ain't saying that men don't even got, we got shit with us. Absolutely. We got shit with us. Let me get back to it again. Another unpopular opinion, and I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it. Amanda Seales is exhausting. For real. Now you got a problem with Shannon Sharp. You went on his show. You went on his show. Sister, I love you, but sometimes you are fucking exhausting. Really. Everything is just like everybody in the world is against you. And you try to use this woman shit that is, no. No. You're exhausting, really. And I'm saying this out of a spot of, I really like you a lot. I mean, I don't know you like that, but I'm saying it anyway. Sometimes. I should have said sometimes. Sometimes you can be exhausted. So can I, but I'm pointing it out because it's an unpopular opinion. And I don't mean no disrespect at all, but I watched the Shannon Sharp thing and I follow you on Instagram and everything ain't everybody else's fault. Okay. Unpopular opinion. Tyler Perry is inspiring and irritating at the same fucking time. It's time to allow other people to write and produce for you. I've said this a lot. It's time for some Tyler Perry Presents. I'm going to leave it at that. You're inspiring as fuck and irritating at the same time. And I guess that's good. Talked a little bit about the hip hop shit. I already said Chris Brown has proven that Quavo is not an MC. You're not an MC, Quavo. I don't know why you got into this beef with Chris Brown. You're not an MC. I ain't saying I don't like your records. A lot of the Migos records I did like, and I do think style-wise, you're a very important part of the group. But, bro, you're not an MC. You're definitely not a battle rapper at all. Yeah. Unpopular opinion. People from different groups, they grow up, they get money, and they become bullies. And this is going on all over the world right now. No matter what group it is, small group can start, grassroots, it grows. And then money pours in, and then they become bullies. No matter what we're talking about, folks, always remember that you're dealing with humans. Just remember that. And just let's remember when we're sitting across the table talking to somebody or trying to negotiate peace that we're dealing with humans. A lot of times, the same way folks used to look at us like we were animals. And it took a long time for generations to realize, because that's what they were taught, that we were animals as black people, and found out that we weren't animals. It's the same way y'all need to deal with each other. And I'm talking about both sides of the conflict. You need to deal with each other in that manner. For real. Stop growing up, getting money, and becoming what you despised in the first place. You become the oppressor because you were oppressed. It's the same thing. I had a conversation with my good friend Drew Bell, right? And we have another friend that just became a Kappa. And Drew got mad at him because he threw himself a party. And I dig that. I understand that part. I'm not in a fraternity. I'm a Mason. But I understand that part of what he was saying. But when we really got down to the root of it, Drew was really up. When I see him, I'm going at him. I'm like, he crossed, right? Drew was like, yeah. I was like, you can't do nothing with him. Oh, I'm a paddle. I said, Drew, he's not like, you know, I don't know what you call it. He's not online. You know, he's not a rookie. Ain't really nothing you could do about it now. You can voice your opinion, but that's about all. Because he's already a Kappa. He crossed. And what really got down to it, the root of it was that what Drew went through to become a Kappa is not what this guy had to go through. So the reason why the hazing had always continued in the fraternities is because the punishment that was inflicted on these guys that were online to cross over and to get into this fraternity, they wanted their turn to do it to the next class. And that's what happens with these different groups. They become oppressed so much that when the oppression is lifted and they get together and they have a sizable amount of money coming in from donors and people that believed in their cause, They grow, they get greedy, and then they become the oppressor. When you know what it was like to be oppressed, now you're oppressing other people. That's a damn shame that you want to inflict upon another group the same pain that was inflicted upon you so you can feel better about yourself. It's true. You see it. You see it all the time. How many times do they say somebody that's abused would probably turn out to be an abuser? Because they went through pain, so they want to inflict pain on other people. How many times? It's an unpopular opinion, but it's true. And these groups that grow and get money and become a powerful group need to remember when they were being oppressed and not turn around and oppress other people, but be open to other people's opinions and listen and work it out. And understand the difference between you two. We can agree to disagree. But one group doesn't have to. There's a lot of bully groups in the United States right now. Bullying the shit out of people left and right. A lot of them. And y'all know who they are. They grow, they get money, they get power, and then the bully come right out their ass. Immediately. You know, another unpopular opinion, and especially in the United States, is that the United States need to do more as a country to foster peace than to help with war. The agendas that we're being fed is not the real agendas of this country. It's not. Whether we're trying to help Ukraine out, whether we getting involved with Israel, what we're saying is the reason why they're doing it, they sending aid and money, is not the reason, because if it was a human reason, a reason of humanity, then they would be helping Haiti and the Congo too. They would be sending $75 million or billion dollars to help stabilize the people in the Congo and stabilize the people in Haiti too. But what's the color of their skin over there compared to the people in the Ukraine? People don't like when you tell them the truth, but it's the truth. And they want to call you anti something, but I'm pro human. I'm pro treatment of equality for everybody. What's the real behind it? Because they'll never tell us the real. Never tell us the real. And another unpopular opinion: everybody don't need a podcast. Everybody don't need the podcast. You're flooding the fucking market with garbage. Because you think you can do something don't mean you can do it. You can't play on the level that you think you can play on. You can't. Sometimes I wish they would stop selling podcast equipment. Everybody don't need the podcast. Everybody don't need to film their podcast and put it out there in the atmosphere. It ain't going to work. The fucking bullshit shock value subjects y'all coming up with is regurgitating garbage. That's all it is. Everybody don't need the podcast. Please, stop. This shit is like dope dealing now. Now everybody think they're a fucking podcaster. And I'm sorry, I am. And if you don't like this unpopular opinion, I knew you wouldn't. That's why I call it unpopular opinion. Everybody don't need the fucking podcast, man. Give us a break. Everybody's an expert on everything. That's why there's major leagues and minor leagues. That's the two categories we need to put podcasting in. Major leagues and minor leagues. Not every fucking scrub-ass basketball player that played in the league for 2 years starts a podcast. Every nondescript, one-hit wonder recording artist got a podcast. Every radio station that you work for want to take your on-air shit and turn it into a podcast. Podcast. Everybody got a podcast. Oh, have you heard my grandmother's podcast? She has a podcast on knitting and sewing. Oh, Ed, how do I start my own podcast? My pastor has a podcast. We want to do a podcast on strippers, sex workers, Episcopalian vegetarians, the Comedy Roast podcast. Could I get you on my podcast? I have a podcast about da-da-da. We want to honor you. That's how they try to be slick with it. Can I get you on my... Everybody, the Unpopular Opinion podcast is right now. Stop fucking podcasting, please. Please. You can't talk for 5 minutes and be interesting, let alone an hour. Why do artists do this? Why do artists do that? Shut the fuck up. Rest in peace, Mr. C. They're going to lay him to rest Tuesday in New York City. Rest in peace to Rico Wade, Organized Noise Dungeon family. A lot of love to everybody out there that even take the time to give me 5 minutes to listen. I know a lot of shit I said is unpopular, but that's why I said it, because it's the Unpopular Opinion podcast. This is a lot of shit a lot of people agree with, but they won't say it in public because it's unpopular. I'll say it for you. Keep God first. Everything else will fall into place. I'll talk at you, with you, to you, and about you next week. Come on, son. It's the podcast. I'm gone. Peace. Fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Come on, son, son.
This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is produced, engineered, and edited by Cam Quotes and Krista Hayes. Recorded out of Atlanta, Georgia, this is an official Loudspeakers Network podcast brought to you by Ed Lover.
Come on, son, son.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.